عن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول اللهم إني أعوذ بك من العجز والكسل والبخل والهرم وعذاب القبر اللهم آت نفسي تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها رواه مسلم. هذا زيد بن أرقم رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua that O Allah inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from incapacity, save me from being incapable of doing things. We've discussed some words of these duas we discussed before, that save me from being incapable, not having the ability to do things that I would normally do. Person who's in a habit of doing things, then the day he can't do it because of some inability, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still rewards him as though he did it. Why? Because he was in a habit of doing it. So example, now he got sick. Now in that sickness, he can't maybe wake up for the tahajjud namaz. He can't read that extra Quran Sharif. He can't make that zikr. He's getting the full reward as though he's doing it because he was in a habit of doing it. So that adds also that incapacity, that inability is also some side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where a person who was able and he did, Allah Pak will reward him when he is unable also. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from incapacity, where now I got to depend on other people, I got to ask other people, save me from this. Normally all people say, they refer to it as muhtaji. Allah Pak, save me from becoming muhtaj of anybody. So this is also part of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Save me from inability, incapability of doing things. Wal kasali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from laziness. Laziness is such a thing. Inability, when a person is unable to do something, he's going to get rewarded for it. But for laziness, there's no reward. Whether a person was in the habit of doing it or not, but just due to laziness now, he's leaving something out. Yeah, there's no reward. And unfortunately, this is our weak point. It's just sometimes we just feel lazy. We don't feel like doing that little bit extra that we should be doing. So this is something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from. Allah Pak, save me from this laziness. It's something that a person... He say that for that few moments a person pushes himself, forever and forever that reward will remain. But a few minutes he shows laziness and he feels maybe a little bit comfortable by not doing what he should be doing, then forever and forever he'll miss out on that reward. So the next part of the dua, wal bukhli, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from miserliness. Save me from holding back. Where I should be spending on others, helping others, being generous. There I'm not generous, I'm just holding back. And this also is because of the love of dunya. A person's got extreme love of dunya and the temptation to hold back, thinking that I'm going to live longer, I'm going to use it at some point. But most of the time that he ends up sitting in the bank, sits on some offshore account, sits somewhere else, he doesn't benefit and nobody else benefits. Next part, wal harim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see me from extreme old age, senility. That where I become simple things I can't do for myself, I can't understand, I can't comprehend basic things. The person becomes senile, he forgets. Very quickly he'll forget. He'll read namaz, he'll forget whether he read namaz, how many rakats he read. If he ate also, you ask him, you see, he can't remember whether he ate. He doesn't remember simple things. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge. Allah Pak, save me from this senility. Wa adhabil qabri. Look at the beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he would ask, then he won't forget akhirat. Akhirat cannot be forgotten. So now next thing he's asking, Allah Pak, save me from the azab also of qabr. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant my soul your fear. Don't let the soul just be free. It just wants to do everything that we see wrong, hear wrong, do wrong, and don't fear you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant my nafs, grant my soul your fear. Wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Such is beautiful. O Allah Pak, purify my soul. Wash it, clean it, cleanse it. Normally we only worry about external things, that house must be clean, the car must be clean, the carpets must be clean. How often we make dua, Allah, clean my heart, clean my soul. You are the best of purifiers. You can do the best auto valet, Allah. Wash and clean my heart. Wash and clean my soul. وَزَكِّهَا أَنْتَ خَيْرُ مَنْ زَكَّهَا. Allah, purify it. You are the best of purifiers. أَنْتَ وَلِيُّهَا وَمُولَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the protector and you are the master of my soul. Allah, protect my soul. In other words, protect my soul. You are the protector and you are the master of my soul. So beautiful, how often we think of protecting the soul. We protect our money, we put alarm system for the car. Sometimes people even go to the extent of taking out medical aids and this and that to try and protect the body. But how often we think of protecting the soul? How often we think of protecting the soul that Allah Pak has given us from this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We should remember, try and protect this ruh, the soul of us all, the soul of ours also. Anta waliyuha wa mula, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the protector and master. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I seek protection in you from knowledge that does not benefit. Such a nice dua. But I seek protection in you from knowledge that does not benefit. Who's scoring the most runs? Who's the highest on the log? Who scored the most goals? Which player is the sold for the highest price? All this will never benefit a person in this dunya also. It won't benefit the person in akhirat also. The malaika in the qabr won't ask this person that who's on the top of the log, who's on the bottom of the log, which car can go the fastest, which property is selling at the highest. All these things that don't benefit the person. Wallah, save me from that knowledge that doesn't benefit. In other words, those things that will benefit me in the dunya, those things that will benefit me in akhirat, Wallah, grant me that knowledge. Everything else I'm not interested. That doesn't benefit me, it's not going to help me, it's not going to benefit my dunya, it's not going to benefit my akhirat. In our times also, people want to know the statistics every day, that how many people infected, how many people passed away. These are things that are not going to help us. So we should rather benefit and see like things like a dua I learned of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something that is going to help me. So anything that can help a person physically, it can help a person financially, it can help a person as far as qabr and akhirat is concerned, then there's no problem. But things that are not going to help a person at all, why should we even try and find out about it? There's no benefit for us at all. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection from knowledge that does not benefit. وَمِنْ قَلْبِ اللَّهِ يَخْشَعْ. And Allah Pak, save me from a heart that doesn't fear you. A heart that is oblivious of you. A heart that does not fear you. Allah, save me from a heart that does not fear you. وَمِنْ نَفْسِ اللَّهِ تَشْبَعْ. And Allah Pak, save me from a soul that is not content. In other words, just chasing and chasing and chasing, and at no point is becoming content. So even a rich man feels poor also. Even a rich man keeps chasing. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعُرُودِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَىٰ غِنَىٰ النَّفْسُ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. That wealth, true wealth, is not having a lot of assets. It's not having a lot of properties and a lot of cash and a lot of gold and a lot of jewelry. But true wealth is the wealth of the heart. When the heart is content, then this man is a rich man. Even if he has little bit too, he's happy, he's content. This is from the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallah Pak, save me from a soul that is not content. Wa min da'awati la yustajabu laha, the last part of this dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from a dua that is not answered. In other words, I'm making the dua, but my dua is not being answered. A good dua that I'm making and it's not being answered. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me from this also. Rawahu Muslim Sharif Hadith. Such a beautiful, comprehensive dua. Asking for our dunya also, asking for qabr, asking for akhirat, asking for safety from knowledge that does not benefit, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a heart that fears Him, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a soul, or save us from a soul that does not become content, and lastly asking Allah Pak to save us from du'as that do not become answered. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.